We're in Cotton Valley, headed for Sanburnville, traveling backwards down the tracks at about 10 miles an hour in a putt-putt. I asked John Miner, a software engineer and the owner of this little four-seat motorized rail car, sometimes called speeders, if he always travels backwards.
Usually I'll turn this car around. It's light enough that I can roll onto a grade crossing, lift it with a set of handles, and spin it around.
50 years ago, this car would have been used by railroad workers to do track work, bridge inspection, and signal repair. If this were 100 years ago, we'd be riding in a pump car, powering ourselves down the track by hand. Ahead, a tree branch hangs low over the tracks. We halt, and Miner grabs his chainsaw.
So we got a tree here that's coming down. It's getting low enough that it's going to be in the way of the motor cars. And it should be pretty simple.
Miner, along with the 80 other members of the Cotton Valley Rail Trail Club, have been maintaining this 10-mile stretch of track for 25 years.
So not only, any trees that are coming across the track, we take care of. If there were trees that are coming down over the bike section, we take care of those too.
The latter caretaking highlights a unique feature of this rail trail.
This is actually the only multi-use trail in the United States that actually has a rail car operation and a walking, jogging, bicycling path that coexists with each other. It just doesn't exist anywhere else.
Bruce Stewart is president of the club. He says its mission is to keep the history of the railroad alive and the track operational, repairing culverts, watching for tie rot and rail spread. But the club is also here to make sure the rails stay where they are.
The rails would have been removed. I know that in my heart, because it's actually probably the most cost-effective way to do this.
So instead of rails, two trails. Stewart and the club have created something new. Rails and trails. But as Stewart considers the aging members of his club, he worries how long it can stay that way.
There are some aspects of American life and just history with this country that I hate to see depart.
But there are some younger members who say they'll take care of the track and make sure it stays right here. Jesse Mazie is in his 30s. He sits with his wife, Elizabeth, in a 50-year-old Fairmont MT-19 putt-putt.
They're going out to the diner out there, Miss Wakefield, and have lunch and come back. This Lake Aviation's a $100 hamburger for the day.
The 8-mile ride to the diner will take about an hour. This pleasure touring, John Miner says, when he drops me off, is what draws most people to the club in the first place.
There's just something about it. You take this up through Crawford Notch, you get to go across the Frankenstein Trestle, the Willowbrook Trestle, and you're looking down on Route 302, whereas most people are on 302 kind of looking up.
Miner motors away on the rails, backwards again, for a day of branch cutting and culvert checking. As he passes two dog walkers going along the path beside the rail, he waves, and they wave back. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.